Let's talk books. And Claire Mabey is here. Hi, Claire.
Hey.
How's the reading going?
Good. I'm inundated, but enjoying it.
Awesome. And you've got three different memoirs today. Great theme.
Yeah. I've got three different memoirs. Although just as I was kind of looking through them again just now, they are quite in tune with each other in interesting ways. So the first one is by Jennifer Higgy, who some will know as an art historian. She's from Australia originally, but for a long time was the editor of Freeze magazine, which is a visual arts magazine. And she's also a kind of expert in Hilma af Klint, and that exhibition was a huge kind of deal in Wellington last year.
Yeah, so a few
people might have come across Jenny from that. And her latest book is called The Other Side, A Journey into Women, Art and the Spirit World. So it kind of riffs off Hilma, who had a practice of tuning into spirit guides to create her work. And it tracks kind of Jenny's early life in Australia and her embarking on a life committed to art, and alongside that tracks her interest in women artists who had an intersection with the spirit world. And by that I mean artists who painted the fairy world, or artists who had an interest in spiritualism and who use spirit guides to drive their work. And it's a really fascinating book because she kind of, she's a very sympathetic and non-judgmental writer. And this is a real interest of hers. But she also looks into kind of why the spirit world might have been particularly attractive for women, and looking at how women were so often excluded from the kind of men's world of the visual arts in history, and so that spiritualism gave women quite a lot of community and power at a time where they didn't have that in the kind of the mainstream art world. And I found it really fascinating and introduced me to artists who I'd never heard of, but also into artists who I was shocked I didn't know much about.
Yeah.
For example, Pamela Coleman-Smith, who is the artist behind the very famous Rider-Waite tarot deck. So lots of people will know those images,
but perhaps not know
much about Pamela. So it's a really fascinating book, and it's kind of this lovely mix of Jennifer's own life as well as the lives of a lot of women artists who did spectacular work.
Yeah, I mean, a biography of women interested in painting and inspired by the spiritual world would be one thing, but interesting idea to weave her own memoir in. You know, how does that work, and how do the two fit together?
Well, it works to show, I think, why, I guess everybody has their personal idiosyncratic interests. And I think for Jennifer Higgy, that really shows again and again that for her, it was noticing artists who had this kind of otherworldly realm. And so she tracks her own interactions with that art and when she notices that art and when she decides to go down that rabbit hole. So she tracks her life as a writer of art, and most of the time that was investigating these artists. So the stories kind of rub alongside each other really fluidly.
And goes way back, hey? Like, it's not just modern artists.
No, it goes right back into the kind of late 1800s and then the early 1900s when spiritualism really took off. And there was this quite kind of feverish interest in seances and accessing the spiritual world, and a kind of fervour in slightly mass hysterical ways, I guess. Like, there were big gatherings where people would access the spirit world in front of a crowd, and it sounds like a fascinating practice.
Mm. Lovely. It's called The Other Side by Jennifer Higgy. Claire Mabey is in Talking Books, Tuesday book segment, and well, I interviewed Helen Landorf about her book A Forager's Life. She was great, and what an interesting premise for a book. She's done such a great job of it too.
Yeah, and this, I loved this book. I found it surprising, I think, because I guess on the surface of it, you think it'll be a lot about foraging, but Helen does go into so many different spaces of this book, like travelling overseas and the way that she explores England in terms of its mystical spaces. And this is where I felt her book is quite in tune with Jennifer Higgy's book, because I think the way that Helen talks about plants and the stories behind plants is in this really beautiful space of mysticism at times, and the way she kind of has a relationship with the energies of plants, I found really interesting. But I really love memoirs that include recipes, and a lot of women's memoirs do that. And it brought to mind a really beautiful memoir by Shona Coir called Strangers I Have Known, I think is the title, which is one of the first that I read that had recipes in it, and since then have always sought those out. And I loved this book. I loved its conversation around parenting and this hardship that can kind of sometimes bring, but also the joy, and the way that Helen's life has travelled from kind of rural resourcefulness into city life and learning to kind of understand what plants can do for you in a city and how to be resourceful in that environment, and then becoming a punk in her youth and exploring anarchist philosophy as well. I just found it a really fascinating memoir with also a lot of recipes that I have never tried or heard of for plants that are living around us.
Yeah, should mention also a kind of the theme of the book is her second son has autism, and she writes about that and talks about, I guess, her sort of reappraisal of nature. There's a nice sort of metaphor of, you know, the I guess the way that we overlook certain plants that we pass, and to cry to, you know, to pause and to re-examine them and look at their value. And I think, you know, having a son who was a little different made her feel sometimes that way about him as well, about, you know, looking deeper. So that's kind of an interesting aspect, and I'm sure would be interesting too for someone who was in a similar position.
Totally. I really enjoyed reading those chapters and getting a real insight into life as a parent of an autistic child and what beautiful insights Helen offers. And I loved that relationship to looking at plants and the variety of life, and that's what was rich and interesting about life.
Lovely. Yeah. That's A Forager's Life by Helen Landorf. I'm just trying to remember, I think when I spoke to her, we managed to convince her to share a recipe with us. Let me just have a quick look. I can't see it here. We talked about kawa kawa tea. Anyway, that's a nice sort of gateway foraging people can do to get a bit more interested in using things you find in the middle of the bush and taking them home and turn them into something special.
Yeah, and those delicious orange kawa kawa fruits. Me and my son have been trying to forage for those lately because apparently they're extremely high in vitamins at this time of year.
The kawa kawa fruits.
Yeah, they're orange. And as far as I can tell, they're not on all kawa kawa trees, but they're on some. And when they're kind of a bright tangy orange, you can eat them directly off the tree, and they're really yum and very good for you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
More recipes in your third memoir you're talking about today called Winter Warmers.
Yeah. So this is coming out in April. So we're talking about it slightly early. But it's by Philippa Cameron, who some will know as the author of Stories from a High Country Station, and published by Allen and Unwin. And I was intrigued by this book because I've always found stations to be quite mystical spaces, because for a townie like me, I've never really spent much time on one, except for once in my youth when I was living in Dunedin as a student. One of our very good friends lived on a station, and we would sometimes go out there for the annual rugby party at the end of the season.
Oh, Claire.
And it was a hell of a time. It was really fun. But I was always really amazed at the volume of food that was just miraculously appeared to feed so many people. And so I was interested in Philippa's book. And sorry, her first book is A High Country Life. That's the title of it. So it was a kind of a hit book, so people might know it. Mm. But so I was intrigued by this book and its insights into station life. and the delicious, delicious recipes that are all the way through it. And I've tried quite a few now, and they're really yum.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, and the stories in this book, Philippa has kind of sat down with former employees of the station. And so it's kind of a historical record of life on a station right from kind of the 30s through into the 80s. And I found that really fascinating and quite a lovely way to marry up food and gorgeous photography too in this book by Lottie Headley. So food and stories and connecting, I guess, that central space of communal eating on a really busy, very large farm.
Yeah, there obviously is a lot of interest, and not just among rural people in this story, hence her first book being such a hit. You know, I guess it's quite a New Zealand thing to be interested in this, even if you don't experience it in a day-to-day way.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I feel like it is quite a rare experience to be able to see what life is like, and also just the incredible landscapes that people who work on places like this get to experience all the time. And so the photos are amazing because they give you that visual experience, but the historical stories are really fun and intriguing, and then the recipes really top it off. It's a great book.
What sort of recipes, by the way?
Well, it goes from breakfast all the way through to kind of cakes and slices and stuff, and they're all kind of hearty and delicious. So I've made the homemade baked beans, which is simple but really good. So they're just, I guess, for group eating. Like, a lot of it feels like you could scale it up and feed quite a lot of people. But there's also like bread recipes, which I've also tried and is really good and quite simple. So they're not really complicated recipes, but they're all just really yum.
Beautiful. Three great recommendations there, Claire. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Two New Zealand books and an Australian, Winter Warmers, that's the High Country one, A Forager's Life, and The Other Side by Australian art writer, critic, specialist, biographer, Jennifer Higgy.